from KQED.
Inspector Gadget is a San Francisco-based Balkan brass band with members from around the world. It plays dance parties that last into the early morning. And we're joined now by members of the band, and we're going to talk about their music, their mission to educate audiences about Romani culture. They are Ismail Luminovsky. He is a clarinetist with Inspector Gadget and the New York Gypsy All-Stars and the Secret Trio. Welcome to Forum.
Hello.
Also with us is Marco Perez Coppola. He's a percussionist with Inspector Gadget. And talk to me a little bit about what we were just listening to, Marco Perez Coppola.
This song is called Adrenalina, and you listen to a part of Ismail's solo.
Yes. You, Ismail, were trained sort of in the classic clarinet tradition, I guess.
Right.
But what I heard when I was listening to some of your music was a clarinet sound that I have actually never heard before. And
right.
I'm curious how much of your being part of Inspector Gadget brought out that style of playing the clarinet.
Well, first of all, I was classically trained, as you said, but I come from a family. I was born and raised in Macedonia. And I come from a musical family, so I grew up with a lot of folk music. That was the first thing that I started playing, so I learned all the different styles of playing. And in this case, the recording that we just heard, I was playing the G clarinet, which is very different, and you're right. It's used only in Turkey, and it's called Turkish clarinet. It's a longer than the usual B flat and A standardly used in the Western music. And it has a little bit more depth into it. It has more overtones, so it gives that mellower sound. It's very difficult to play. That's why the people don't play it so much, because the keys are very wide, so the fingers are very uncomfortable, actually, when playing it. Yeah, but it sounds great, in my opinion.
It's pretty incredible. And I was curious, Marco, I was mentioning at the top that the Balkan music, the music of Inspector Gadget, has become quite popular in the Bay Area. Some people are even calling the Bay Area a hotbed of Balkan music. And I'm wondering what you think the draw is, what you think the appeal is of the sound.
You know, I think everybody finds their own way into this style. It's a little bit like a virus. You probably never heard it before, but once you're exposed, you catch the bug.
And the energy as well seems to draw a lot of people in. Can you describe sort of how you perform at these dance parties?
Yes, the parties are wild. They're sweaty. We have not been doing diving from stages anymore because of safety hazards, but that's the scene.
Well, I want to play this song, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, so please tell me if I'm not, but Çocuk America?
Yes, that's
Çocuk. Çocuk America.
Çocuk America. Yeah. And so first, tell us a little bit about this song.
Well,
Ismail.
Yes, this song is actually, Çocuk means a dance, basically, a particular dance, which is, you know, happy, and like, it's played actually first in the weddings, basically for the bride and groom to dance on. The way that we did rearrange this song is that I'm actually playing a half clarinet, which is an invention, but where I put the mouthpiece into the second part of the clarinet and play it, and it sounds like a zurna, which is like a different instrument. It's not the clarinet, but it's a very, very loud instrument that's played in the Balkans and throughout the Middle East, basically. So that's the essence of this piece. So I'm playing basically the clarinet, but it doesn't sound like the clarinet.
All right, well, let's hear it. We're talking with the members of the Balkan Brass Band, Inspector Gaje, Ismail Luminovsky, and Marco Peris. They're part of a 14-piece band that collaborates with Luminovsky, who is a virtuoso clarinetist, as you can hear in just that last song. And they'll be performing at the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco tomorrow at 9 p.m. And Ismail, I've read that you're the first Roma clarinet player to go to Juilliard and one of the first Roma musicians to attend for a significant period of time. What is the significance of this in the Roma community? And is that true?
I mean, I didn't say that, but it might be true. I mean, I'm probably one of the few, very few ones that have attended a classical music school, because in Romani culture, the musicians are always playing. They wouldn't educate themselves in that way, because the music is so rich that they feel like they have to grow on that only. Basically, I have gone through a different path, which I'm very, very thankful to. So I have seen the world in a different way. And I think that's a great example. And I think I have been an example for many, many, many kids who are very talented. And it has started the last 15 years that I see, you know, young musicians are actually attending classical music schools, and they're learning how to read music and, you know, learning about different harmonies and rhythms. And so they're opening up, which makes me very happy.
Well, I should invite listeners, if they want to call and ask the two of you questions, 866-733-6786 is the number to call, 866-733-6786, or post your comments on Twitter, Facebook, on our website, or email us at forum@kqed.org. So then, Marco, before Ismail came on, you were essentially a non-Roma band, right, promoting this music?
Correct. And that's why the title Gaje is in the band name.
What does Gaje mean?
Gaje means non-Roma, and it's actually a derogatory term in many senses for you know, explaining the you're an outsider. Now it's also being reclaimed as an ally, as a, you know, any ethnicity other than Roma ally.
And what was Inspector? What's the significance of that?
Well, it was a popular cartoon in the 80s.
Yes. You mean Inspector Gadget?
Exactly. And so the idea was that we were inspecting the culture, you know, carefully from the outside and respectfully.
And you did you play in Macedonia? Am I right?
So a few of us went to Macedonia without Ismail. We went to Kochani and visited with Kochani Orchestra, which is a very famous band from over there.
Were you worried at all about how your music would be received?
Yes, I was. I practiced a lot before going down there. I was expecting some Rotten Tomatoes. But as a matter of fact, it was quite the opposite. People were thrilled to see that Americans and people, I'm Italian rather, but folks from different culture were so interested in their music. So when they saw that we had this kind of vocabulary, they really jumped up and down. They were quite excited,
because it's you play it, but you have sort of modernized it. It's a little bit of a departure, right, from the traditional sounds.
Exactly, and that happened when Ismail came into the picture. Before, we were just really trying to focus on the tradition, and then Ismail, in a sense, allowed us to be ourselves, if that makes any sense. And I think at one point he was like, you know, Marco, folks in Macedonia, you know, they're trying to sound American, and you guys are trying to sound Macedonian, and like let's all be ourselves, you know, in a sense. And he's the bridge, really, in between the two cultures.
Well, the song Ismail Taksim, am I saying that correctly? Everything wrong.
No, that sounds great. Actually, it's an improvisation. Taksim means an improvisation, solo improvisation, kind of. It does not have rhythm. It's basically only one instrument playing an improvisation on a particular mode.
Is it a little more traditional sounding?
It's not a song, so it's basically it's improvisation.
I see.
It's on a particular mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. So
okay.
You basically express yourself, like you know, your emotions and stuff. It's very.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it now.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, Ismail, this is beautiful. I'm wondering what emotion you were channeling here.
This particular recording happened long ago, so I mean, it's an emotion that you can't really express. It's something inside. I get into the music. I get into the notes. I basically color. I think of colors. I think of different, you know, harmonical colors. So that makes, you know, me move and go forward with, you know, what's coming next. So basically, I don't even know what's coming next. It's my fingers and my emotions are driving it.
Well, in the last 30 seconds we have, what message would you like to send about Romani culture through your music? And either Marco or Ismail can answer that. Marco.
I think Romani music inspires the heart. It's played with the heart and inspires opening up the heart to the audience.
Well, again, you can hear Inspector Gadje live at the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Thank you, Marco Perez Coppola and Ismail Lumanovsky, for talking
Thank
with us
you,
this morning.
Of course, our pleasure.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.